So which one of us, of you, of me, have ever thought when you were praying and you thought, I must not be praying rightly. So I must be praying wrong in some way because God just isn't answering, right? I'm guilty, right? I think every one of us could raise our hands. What Jesus tells us today is that's not true. That's never true. The truth is that there is never a time that God does not hear your prayer. Never. There's a great story about Mother Teresa. She was one of the greatest saints of our time. It was back in the 80s, and at that time, war broke out between Israel and Palestine again, kind of like every on and off kind of does, right? And so it was a pretty bad time. There was a lot of bombs, a lot of destruction happening. On the Palestinian side, there was an orphanage. There was 100 orphans there. They were Muslim children who were very seriously deformed and handicapped. Could not, take care of themselves, very young. Well, it got hit by a bomb somewhere in that area. The whole thing didn't fall down, but it was enough to kill some of the staff, some of the kids. And the rest of the staff fled. And they left this orphanage with no one there, no one to help these kids. There was a man who was kind of part of the government. I'm not sure what place exactly, but just didn't know what to do and basically sent out this plea to the world, like, would somebody please help? These orphans are there. Somehow or other, Mother Teresa got wind of this. The next thing this guy knew, he had a call on the phone. It was Mother Teresa herself saying, I'm coming to get the children. And the guy said, Mother, I don't think you understand. Like, there's a war going on. There's bombs everywhere. You can't cross from east to west. It's not possible to get across the boundary and to get in. She said, don't worry about it. I'll take care of that. You get the trucks ready. He said, it's gonna take time, Mother. She says, nope, tomorrow's the Assumption. Mary's gonna give it to us. I'll pray, you get the trucks ready. Hung up the phone. Mother Teresa was there. I think she was in Jerusalem on that side, if I remember right. And she went that night to pray. She came before the tabernacle, came before Jesus, and she knelt down on the kneeler and she prayed. Stayed kneeling. 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, bombs everywhere. 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. She stayed. She didn't move. Her spiritual director told me this. He knows the story. 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock came. And the bomb suddenly stopped. And there was just silence. She called up the guy on the phone. She said, get the trucks. He sent the trucks. They went in. They went across. They got to the orphanage. He said, I saw her pick them up one by one, just like she did the dying people on the streets. She picked up those children along with everybody else, brought them down to the trucks. They took them out to a Christian area where they found a place that was safe away from the war, and she took care of those Muslim children and saved them. Prayer is so powerful, you guys. You know, Mother Teresa, she's just one of the greatest models for us because she had an ability in her faith to go beyond all of the political boundaries, literally beyond the walls that are between us. She was a woman who had the ability to focus the attention of the world on the poorest of the poor that everyone was ignoring in the world. She called to task many rich nations like our own often to draw our attention to those people, those migrants, those left out, those vulnerable, those on the peripheries, like Pope Francis says, right? Then at the same time, Mother Teresa unwaveringly spoke out for the unborn, defended them constantly. She stood in front of she won the Nobel Peace Prize and stood in front of the world. And she said, the greatest destroyer of peace in the world is abortion. Because it's destroying the child in that place that she knew and believed, in the mother's very womb, which is the most sacred place of life and love between a mother and child. And that's a destroyer of peace. You see, she had the ability, like I said, she went beyond political boundaries. Because, why? Because Mother Teresa was a woman of prayer who knew the heart of the Father. You know, I think oftentimes we're just not aware of the power of prayer. And we kind of get it wrong. Like I said, we feel like, well, I must not be praying correctly because God's not listening. We almost think of, think of the gospel, the story Jesus told, and we take it wrongly. We think that God somehow is like the bad judge. And I have to pray the right way or the right amount or whatever. And I got to convince God to give me what I'm asking for, like the widow did with the judge. That wasn't Jesus's point, okay? We don't have to somehow, God is unwilling somehow to help us, that we have to like pry this out of him. He could do anything he wanted, but we got to convince him to do what I want him to do for me. That's not the truth. That's not what prayer is. What is prayer? Prayer is a relationship that we have with the Father. That's what prayer is. It's not convincing God to give me something. When Mother Teresa went to pray that night, she didn't go thinking she was going to pry something out of God. Mother Teresa went to pray knowing that she was a daughter and that God was her father. And she was free in that relationship with him to come to him and say, Father, please help these children. Mother Teresa was a religious sister. She was a bride of Christ. She went to pray that night knowing that Jesus in the tabernacle, in the Eucharist, was there. And he was her husband, her bridegroom. And she would go to him as his bride and say, you are the one who have espoused me, my spouse, please help these children. It was a relationship that she had. Prayer is nothing more than a child going to his or her father and for everything. How many times have you seen children go to their parents? They go to them for everything, right? Mom, Dad, look at what I made. Look. And they want you to see what they did, right? How often has that happened? You see it all the time. Or they go crying and sad or scared. Or they go just to sit on their lap, to watch a movie together, to read a book together. They just want to be close to them. They want to be held secure and safe. Or they go to them to ask for things, right? That's prayer. That's what prayer is. Jesus tells in the gospel, never grow weary of doing that with your Father. Like you're at home and you're just free to be with him, to go to him for everything. That's prayer, you guys. That's prayer. Never grow weary of praying. How do we pray to the Father like that? We have to ask Jesus to teach us to do that. Because Jesus is the Son. So Jesus is the one that teaches us how to pray like that. Jesus, teach me to pray to the Father like you prayed to the Father. Teach me how to go to him. Jesus is, he's constantly talking about this. That's the second we talked about the scriptures. The scriptures are so important, you guys. We've got to read the scriptures. And just especially look at those times when Jesus prayed. And we talked about praying. Like, how does he show us how to do this? He was always talking about it. He said, remember when he said, ask, seek, and knock? Because if you ask, you receive. If you seek, you find. If you knock, the door's open. But then he ended, he said, because. Why? Because your Father knows how to give you good things. He's a good Father who knows how to give you good things. And so go to him. Because that's who he is. Jesus said, to enter the kingdom of God, we have to become like children. Because that's the truth. We go to the Father as his children. And as children can go to the Father at any moment, whether they're having a temper tantrum or whatever. I mean, you can yell at God, you can talk, you can bring anything to God. Just be a child. Just go to him and say, Father, what are you doing? I don't get it. I don't understand. And what does a parent do? They let them say what they need to say. They let them get it out. And then they let them collapse into their hands and hold them. That's what the Father will do for you. Be a child. Jesus tells us that when we go to the Father, we can go to him and he says, the Father sees you. You know, in these cold days, Jesus said, you guys, not one sparrow falls out of the sky without the Father noticing it. And don't be afraid then, because you're worth more than many sparrows. Which sounds a little silly sometimes. You're like, well, I hope so. You know? But what's his point? His point is the Father notices you. He sees you. He hears you. When you come to him, he always sees you. So keep praying. You know, I think the place Jesus teaches us more than any other how to pray is from his baptism. Because when you hear the Father, you like literally see the words of the Father to Jesus. That's like one of the most powerful places of prayer in the gospel. So just ask Jesus, what was it like to pray at the baptism? Imagine yourself there with him. You go down in the water with Jesus. Let Jesus teach you, like, how did you pray that day, Jesus? What was that like? As you walked up out of the water and literally the heavens were opened for you. God was there. The Holy Spirit came down and you were filled with him. And you heard the Father's voice say, you are my beloved son. In you I am well pleased. And whatever you're going through right now, just imagine what would it be like for you to hear the Father say those words to you right now today. How would that touch your heart? How would that affect what you're praying about, what you're thinking about? That really is how he sees you. That's how you pray to the Father. You know, all this is easy when things are going well. Of course, it's hard to pray to the Father. The times that we lose interest and we quit praying is when it's hard, right? When it seems like we're praying and we're just not getting an answer. And we keep praying and we go to him maybe hours, maybe days, maybe weeks, maybe years. You've been praying about something. And it's just like, Father, where are you finally, right? These desires that I have that just never seem to be completely fulfilled, Father. Like, it just seems like I'm just out there, like, and it can feel really bad at times. Like, almost like you're a cruel dad, or I'm just going through these struggles and they just don't go away, right? And that's when Jesus says in the gospel, no, never grow weary. And so you need to ask Jesus specifically how to pray at those times. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, I went to a hermitage just to pray for a few days. Frankly, just after the exhaustion of getting into the year, just needed a few days to go be with the Father and to pray. And more than anything in those days, what I received was the Father just simply saying, will you let me take care of your heart? Will you let me take care of your heart, Craig? Maybe you need to hear the Father saying that to you tonight. Will you let me take care of your heart? Instead of turning in on yourself in what you're going through. Instead of turning to another person to try to fix it for you, to solve that place in your heart first. Not that other people are bad, but first, right? Where do we go first? Or that, like, the self-medicating, which is often what we do, right? We turn to food, to things. We turn to sin. We just work more. We work harder. We distract ourselves. We scroll. No, come to me. Let me take care of your heart in whatever it is. Let Jesus teach you how to pray at the hard times, because he had all of them. He went through them all. Jesus, how do I pray when I'm going through my own agony in the garden? How did you pray there when you were not looking forward to what was coming? And you were dreading it, and you were afraid, and you were scared, or whatever it was. Jesus, how did you pray there when you were literally sweating blood? It was such an agony in your heart. Jesus, how did you pray? How do I pray when I'm going through my own crucifixion? That this suffering, this sickness, this disease that me or someone I love is going through just seems to go on and it gets worse and it's harder and the cross just doesn't go away. We keep bearing it. We keep, like, how did you pray on the cross, Jesus? How did you turn to the Father? How did you cry out to him there when you were nailed there? Jesus, how did you pray when you were being hurt and betrayed by people who were supposed to be your friends and be there for you? How did you pray then, Jesus? What was that night when you were in prison because they betrayed you? What was that like? How did you pray there in that hole? Jesus, how do I pray when I just have that hopelessness which hits us so often when we see our own sins and our weaknesses that we just can't get out of? How do I pray when I keep falling over and over again, Jesus? How do I pray just when life's not going well? See how you're like Jesus there. And ask, imagine Jesus with you and say, Jesus, show me how to pray to the Father. Show me how to cry out to him here. You know, I have to believe when Mother Teresa was there praying that night, as the bombs were going on, she knew that she was being heard by the Father. She knew the Father was hearing her. And I honestly believe that even if the bombs had never quit, just never stopped, that he didn't answer that prayer in that way, that she still would not have doubted that he was a good father who heard her prayer. The first thing Jesus will always teach us about prayer is not so much how to pray or what to say, but rather simply who we are. Whenever Jesus went to pray, he knew who he was. He knew that he was the beloved Son of God. and that his father was a good father who is love and would always hear him whenever he cried out to him and prayed. The father would always hear him, would always answer his prayer. Always. And Jesus said, in fact, in the gospel, he said, speedily. Not just that he'll answer you, he will answer you speedily. He will come to you. But don't forget, when Jesus prayed at the agony in the garden, and when Jesus prayed on the cross, God didn't take the suffering away, did he? He let Jesus go through the cross, and he let him die. But God still heard his prayer, and he answered his prayer. Just a little story. I've prayed with so many people, you guys. I've prayed in so many situations. And I just want to testify to you that God was always there. I've been through tragedies in my own family. I've prayed through my brother being killed by bombs in the war. I've prayed through my dad dying from cancer. A good farmer gave me his dually pickup truck because it was a huge blizzard snowstorm. And I had to blast through all of the drifts all the way to Sioux Falls to get to the hospital to be with my mom and my dad. I had a stroke. Prayed all the way, and the Father was there. I've sat with people in every tragedy you can imagine, from death to just like family tragedies, to broken relationships, to people caught just in hopelessness and despair, wanting to kill themselves, people stuck in their own sins, just not being able to get out of it, and just frustrated, addictions, you name it. People have been hurt so badly by people in their life and struggling with those wounds. I've prayed with them in all of it. And the Father was always there. He's always there. There's one particular memory I thought of as I was thinking of all those things. I was sitting with a family. The dad of this family was in his 40s, on hospice, dying at home. As we sat around, we were there when he died. And his daughters just lost it. They just couldn't believe that God had taken their dad. And all they just started sobbing. Just uncontrollably sobbing. Went into the next room, literally sitting on the bathroom floor. I just went and I just sat with this one daughter. And there was nothing I could say to make it better. There was nothing I could do. But I just sat there with her, comforted her, and I prayed. And afterwards, as I talked to that family and just in my own heart, knowing they were struggling with that question, why? Where was God then at that moment? And what came to me was this: you know where God was at that moment? He was sitting on the bathroom floor with that young daughter, letting her know that he was there and he understood. That even as he was taking her dad, how this was affecting her heart. And that she needed a father to sit with her on the floor and let her know it was going to be okay. Do not grow weary praying. God will answer you speedily. Have you ever considered that the resurrection came too early? Have you ever thought of that? You know, Jesus says that he will rise on the third day, right? And I count out the days. It's like, hey, you died at Friday at 3. You rose sometime Saturday evening, Sunday morning. Like, in my calculations, Jesus, that's a day and a half you were in the tomb. You weren't there 3 days. Like, how's that work? What do you mean you rose on the third day? Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Officially, it counts. It is 3 days. What's the point? The point is God answered his prayer speedily. He didn't wait even to the end of the day. He rose Jesus from the dead even before the sun was up. Because Jesus knew that he had a good father. And the father would always answer his prayers. My dear children, never quit praying. Never quit praying. The father never doesn't hear your prayer. He always hears your prayer. He's always there. He loves you. He's a good father. And so go to him. Pray.